From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Gunmen infiltrate Indian airbase and kill two soldiers. Gunmen believed to be Pakistan-based militants launched a day-long attack today on an Indian Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan. Officials say at least four attackers and two soldiers were killed during a gun battle. Anjana Pastricha files this report from New Delhi.
Officials say gunmen dressed in army uniforms mounted an attack early Saturday at the Air Force base in Pathankot town, some 50 kilometers from India's border with Pakistan. The attackers used an Indian police officer's car, which was apparently hijacked the previous evening, to infiltrate the Air Force facility. Several gunmen and security personnel were killed or injured in the gun battle that raged for several hours. Ajay Sahani is the head of the Institute for Conflict Management in New Delhi.
Whoever is identified, it will be the same Pakistan-backed terrorist formations. And these have been a long experience of attacking military and police establishments.
Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
This attack comes a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a historic unannounced visit to Pakistan to meet Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they've killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was the head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified al-Shabaab spokesman speaking in English asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or